In Harris County, Texas today, there is still one drive-through polling place. Some Republicans tried to get all 10 of them shut down. A court rejected that challenge, but after comments in court and concerns about possible future challenges, the Harris County clerk decided to close all but one of these voting places. About 127,000 early votes have already been cast at these drive-through locations. Andrew Schneider is politics and government reporter for Houston Public Media. And Andrew, for people who haven't been following this drama, there were 10 of these places, as we said, set up for people who wanted more safety in the pandemic. And then some Republicans tried to get the 127,000 votes already cast there thrown out. So remind us, what did the court say about that?
Well, the courts basically didn't rule in favor of or against drive-through voting. They just ruled that the plaintiffs didn't have standing to sue. The judge said, in fact, that he might support the plaintiffs if the Fifth Circuit reversed his ruling. And in particular, he said that he didn't think tents, which most of the drive-through locations were, qualified as buildings under the Texas Election Code. Polling places have to be held inside a building, according to Texas election law.
Well, that brings us to where we are, because 9 of these 10 drive-through places are tents. And so it was the county clerk, Chris Hollins, who said, you know what, let's shut those just so those aren't challenged. I believe the one that's kept open is in the sort of the parking lot, the indoor parking lot of another area. So it's got a ceiling and walls. And the thinking is that at least it'll meet that challenge, that it's a building. But is there still a tentativeness about what's going to happen to the votes that are being cast there?
There is, because it's not necessarily the end of the legal fight. The ruling came down from the Fifth Circuit from a three-judge panel, so the plaintiffs are still considering whether to appeal to the full bench of 17 judges on the Fifth Circuit, what they call an en banc hearing. And, of course, there's always the possibility that they could appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, who are these people suing? It's not the Republican Party.
No, it's not. The lead plaintiff is a man by the name of Stephen Hotze. He's a wealthy Republican activist. He's been behind a lot of the political lawsuits over the past several years, including several challenges to Governor Greg Abbott's executive orders on COVID-19 safety. The other three are Republican candidates from around the Houston area, including a current member of the state legislature.
Okay, so we'll wait to see what happens there. You know, over 100,000 ballots so far and more people voting today. In a state that had incredibly high early turnout, Texas, 9.7 million voted, according to the Elections Project, more than the total number of votes cast in 2016. So what are you seeing today?
Well, so far here in Harris County, we've already had 75,000 people show up to vote in the first 4 hours of Election Day. I've heard projections for today bringing total turnout as high as 70%. That would be absolutely unheard of for a state like Texas, which historically has had very low turnout. It's well outside anything that we've seen before. But you know, even with a modest turnout, as you said, we've already seen 9.7 million voting. It's more than likely we'll see something well past 10 million, possibly as high as 11 million.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we will keep a close eye on Texas, as everyone is. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider, thank you so much.
Thank you.